All right, so this is week, I think this is week 9. So next week is our last week of Wednesday evenings. So, and then we have the movie the week after that. So just letting you know. And so not sure what we're doing next week, but I'll figure it out before we get there. This week, I kind of wanted to do a little bit of review. I feel like I've kind of covered the whole, everything we've been talking about before. I don't really have anything to add to that with the critical race theory. We talked about that. We talked about racism. We talked about slavery. So I want to go back to the first Wednesday. You can all remember back that we're here. And we talked about who are Christians, right? We talked about and defined who are Christians. So does anybody remember how we defined who a Christian is?
By their fruits.
By their fruits? Okay, but what fruits? What does that look like?
Fruits of the Spirit.
Okay. Okay, so if somebody just has joy and is loving, that makes them a Christian?
No, people accept Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Okay, so there's the relationship aspect there as well. Okay. So where did that term first come from?
Well, it was in Acts.
Okay, Acts, yep.
I can't remember the exact chapter.
It's chapter 11, verse 26. What's that?
Said you have, did he say you have almost persuaded me?
Nope, that's later on. Yeah.
Antioch.
Good job, Chuck. Antioch. They were called Christians. And it was a name that was given to the followers of Christ. And actually the believers, what's that?
It was to humiliate them.
It was to humiliate them. Yeah, it was a very derogatory term. It was not a very nice term. And so that actually you don't see that name used very often by the believers themselves. Didn't use that term too often. A few times in the New Testament we see that being used, but not too often. But it was a term of ridicule. So to be called a Christian, that was to ridicule those who had faith in Christ. So we talked about that, right? And so it kind of comes down to, there's a lot of definitions, right? If we look at how people want to define what a Christian is, what Christianity is, there are a lot of different definitions to what that means. And so in our day, why would people, well, first of all, is it still a derogatory term to be called a Christian? It's becoming more so, right? It depends on where you're at. Yeah. But for a while there was a huge trend to be called a Christian, right? We see lots of different denominations and religions that wanted to be included within that thought of being a Christian. Is there anything else you wanted to add? All right, so I have a video tonight I wanted to show. So this guy has Harvest Ministries. It's on YouTube. His videos are geared towards telling you what other people believe, right? And he doesn't take a side. He's neutral, which he says nobody is actually technically ever neutral. But his thing is just, if you want to know what is it the Jehovah Witnesses believe, he will tell you the 156 different things they believe in 2 minutes. And it's very eye-opening. And you're like, oh yeah, I didn't realize they believe that, and that. And whoever, whatever, right, whatever. So I wanted to show this one video, but it's kind of on this thought of who are Christians and how do we define that term, that thought of being a Christian and what that looks like. So hopefully this works.
Loaded question for sure.
I'm Joshua, a denomination researcher here at Ready to Harvest, and let's tackle this thorny question. This video is my attempt to look just a tiny bit deeper and discover the implications of this question itself. At first glance, it seems like this could be a question with an objective answer that everyone could agree on, one that could be fact-checked. We could determine whether Paris is in France, for example, by checking against maps or going for a visit. And we can determine whether a horse is a mammal by looking at our classification systems and verifying if a horse fits the bill. So if we want to see if Mormons, Muslims, and Catholics are Christian, then we should just look up what a Christian is and see if it fits the bill, right? Well, there's the first problem. What is a Christian? Now, there's three answers to that. First is the answer used by people who are trying to be neutral. Wikipedia, for example. In classifying religion, if someone claims to be part of a religion, that's enough. You're in. Now, of course, this has some flaws, because if any one of these religions is objectively true, and certain beliefs or doctrines are core and essential parts of them, then allowing someone to be considered an insider, even if they deny these points, is a problem. Many Jews, for example, wouldn't want to allow Messianic Jews to be considered Jews because being Trinitarian, in their view, and accepting Jesus as God and the Messiah, isn't a religious Jewish belief. Likewise, the Nation of Islam looks a lot different from the rest of Islam, and some Muslims would also throw out Ahmadiyya as being legitimately Islamic. The question is, does a religion have the right to gatekeep and say you aren't part, even if you claim that you are? Well, in this purely academic theory of religion view, no position is taken. Messianic Jews are Jews, Nation of Islam is Islam, and everyone who claims to be Christian, from Unitarians to atheist Christians, from Baptists to Methodists, from Amish to Apostolic Pentecostals, you're in, and there's no fee for entry. You say you're a Christian, then you are, in the broadest possible sense. But as I have said on this channel, in some sense, neutral point of view is wrong. Probably when you chose to watch this video, you weren't thinking of the study of religion definition. That's kind of shallow, isn't it? So let's look a bit at why different groups might say that someone is or isn't a Christian. If a Christian is making a judgment on why someone who claims to be a Christian is not a Christian, what are their reasons for doing so? A couple main reasons would be either, number one, certain beliefs are said to be incompatible with true Christianity and the person in question believes them, or number two, that becoming a Christian requires a conversion experience that the person hasn't had. The first is something that you would find fundamentalists, evangelicals, and Catholics all agree. Each would say there is some core set of beliefs that must be affirmed in order for one to be considered a part of Christianity. The second view varies a bit, but it makes a distinction between someone believing certain facts that would be considered affirmations of the so-called Christian faith, and a person actually believing in those facts, or following the gospel, or trusting Christ, or following through. That is, it's not enough for a person to have a grasp of the facts, they must actually become a Christian through a conversion. So let's look at this first reason that a person may be denied the title of Christian. They believe certain things that are incompatible with Christianity. Let's take an evangelical Christian, for example. He'll tell you, true Christianity is something objective. Even if we don't know for sure if any given person is really a saved, born-again Christian, he believes the Bible is without error, and it's God's completed revelation to humanity, and he believes that it says that Jesus is God. He believes that it says that God is one God in three persons. He believes it says that there's only one God, one divine being who has always been God from eternity. He believes that the Bible says that one's salvation is by grace alone through faith alone. And he believes that if a person willingly believes certain things that are wrong about God or wrong about salvation, then what they believe is not really Christian. So the evangelical Christian looks at a Mormon and sees certain Mormon beliefs as incompatible with Christianity, the additional books of Scripture, the insistence on certain practices leading to eternal progression, the idea of God himself was once as we are now and is an exalted man. These are all beliefs he'll say are incompatible with Christianity, so the evangelical Christian concludes that Mormonism is not Christian. But let's take another example. Oneness Pentecostals actually believe that belief in the Trinity is a non-Christian belief. They believe if you have not spoken in tongues, you aren't saved. That is, you're not truly a Christian. So for many Oneness Pentecostals, they would point back at the evangelical Christian and deny him the title of Christian too. And in the same right, the evangelical denies Oneness Pentecostals are Christian. So what's the point? Is this to say that there's no objective truth of who a Christian is, so we should stop caring? As a Christian myself, I wholeheartedly say no. The point I'm making is that in most cases, the frustration someone may have when they're told that they're not a Christian seems to come from them thinking that the person labeling them as not a Christian is misunderstanding them personally or their beliefs. A Mormon might think they need to show the evangelical what they really believe, and then the evangelical will realize that they are a Christian after all. But in reality, the reason that evangelicals will commonly refuse Mormons the title of Christian is not because evangelicals misunderstand Mormon beliefs, although many of them do, but rather because Mormon beliefs do in fact fall outside the category of Christian as defined by the evangelical. From the Mormon perspective, not only is Mormonism Christian, but it is the true, restored, right form of Christianity. So to call it not Christian is to actually reject the label of Christianity from the purest form of Christianity. But also realize that every Christian group that calls themselves Christian believes this. You believe what you believe because you believe it's right. Evangelical Christians would likewise label Jehovah's Witnesses as not Christians, but JWs say they teach true Christianity. Unitarians, like the Church of God General Conference, not Christian, according to most Catholics, but the true Christianity, according to themselves. Now, you may be wondering why in the world I mentioned Muslims in here. That's the easiest one to answer, right? Muslims aren't Christians, they're Muslims. Done. But not so fast. Why aren't Muslims Christians? After all, Muslims believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and that he was born of a virgin. They believe he performed miracles and was raised into heaven. The Quran calls him the Word of God, and he's one of the most mentioned people in it, and they teach he's coming again. So why aren't Muslims called Christians? The answer is that on the whole, Muslims don't claim to be Christians. They claim to be Muslims. And since most Christians wouldn't accept Muslims as being Christian because of other things they believe, like Jesus not being God and that he didn't die on the cross, Christians and Muslims are happy to agree. Well, I'll just call Muslims Muslims, not Christians. But I say this to draw out a point. They're called Muslim because that's how they self-identify, not because of their beliefs. If a group of Muslims decided that they would begin to identify as Christian, say starting a denomination called Mohammedan Christians, then according to the neutral definition, they would be Christians. This goes to show that the academic definition of Christianity is not really a useful theological way to distinguish who is or who is not a Christian. This also explains why polls of Christians can have strange results. Anyone who self-refers as a Christian can answer the poll, even if they know nothing about what their denomination of Christianity teaches, or if they are even radically opposed to traditional Christian beliefs. Polls of electricians probably would require a license, which requires training, but polls of Christians just means you have to say yes when asked if you are one. Now, let's discuss Catholics a bit. Some Catholics may be offended that I mention them at all, guilty by association or some such thing. Meanwhile, some Protestants are upset that I'm not saying Roman Catholic. But all of that aside, I'm hoping what I've said so far has provided you enough perspective to draw some conclusions by yourself. First, Catholics themselves will often deny Mormons the title of Christian for the same reasons the evangelicals do. And like all the other groups, Catholics also see themselves as the purest form of Christianity. But some evangelicals will also deny Catholics the title of Christian. This one is even more dicey than the Mormon distinction because Catholicism has been considered Christian for a long time, and it's made up the majority of Christianity too. But follow me here. Evangelicals may say that the Catholic Church deserves to be a Christian under the academic label, and many would say that the Catholic Church is a denomination of Christianity because they have the Trinity right and so on. But they may go on to say that many individual Catholics aren't Christian because evangelicals believe that they aren't trusting in Christ through faith alone for salvation, and that's a requirement for being a Christian. Some fundamentalists who believe in eternal security would deny Arminian Protestants the name Christian as well because they teach that someone who believes you can lose your salvation is working to keep it, a violation of sola fide, faith alone, according to them. It's not uncommon that a person who denies Catholics the label of Christian would also deny many Protestants the label too. You probably figured that out before I said it, and here's the point. It all comes down to the fact that contradictory beliefs cannot all be true. Someone is right, and someone is wrong. What we can't expect is that evangelicals, Catholics, and Mormons can all sit down and come to the understanding of who is a Christian and who isn't, and realize that only some evangelicals deny Catholics as Christians. Some Catholics deny Protestants the Christian label also. The reason we have people upset at each other, Mormons wanting the title Christian, Catholics wanting it, and evangelicals too, is because in what they believe to be true, they are. And meanwhile, in what they believe to be true, they also say that some others don't deserve the title. So here's the situation on the ground. Due to evangelical and Catholic theology, many evangelicals and Catholics say that Mormons aren't Christian. Due to evangelical theology, some evangelicals say that Catholics aren't Christian. And due to their theology, evangelicals and Catholics would deny Muslims the title of Christian if they tried to have it, which they generally don't. In the end, if Mormons want evangelicals to accept them as Christian, they have to change what evangelicals say Christianity is. And if Catholics want evangelicals who deny them the title of Christian to stop doing so, they have to change what those evangelicals say that Christianity is. So the task is bigger than it may look, and ultimately, most Christians agree that not everyone who calls themselves a Christian should be considered one. How each comes to the conclusion of what a Christian is can vary. Some look to historic creeds to define it, some look to what their churches themselves have proclaimed, and others holding sola scriptura believe that the Bible itself makes plain who is a Christian and who is not. And I for one think it's an important question. The purpose of my channel here is to show who answers what, not to give my personal opinions, and I've done that. But I do think it's important that each person know what they believe and why they believe it. Neutrality is good from an encyclopedia or from a channel like mine, which is why, as a Christian denomination channel, I do make videos on Unitarians, on Swedenborgians, and other groups that are academically under the label of Christianity, although many Christians wouldn't consider them such. I'll make videos on Methodists, Mennonites, and Moravians, Moonies, and Mormons. And knowing what each other believes will help us be able to tackle the big questions a little bit better. So the video is done, but here's a bit more for those in the comments section. Some Mormons may be upset that I used the word Mormon the whole time, and not the full name of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In recent years, the Church has been trying to distance from being called Mormon and LDS and focus more on the name Church of Jesus Christ. But I'm old enough to remember when they were spending millions on national advertising that said, "I'm a Mormon." Reality is, everyone knows who Mormons are, and most people don't know who you're talking about if you say Church of Jesus Christ, so I'm using the familiar term. People call the Society of Friends Quakers, and they call the Unification Church Moonies. It's just how it works. I chose three interesting religious groups for this video, and it's no slight to anyone that I did. There might be a few Catholics who are upset that I asked, "Are Catholics Christian?" when they think that I should have asked instead, "Are Protestants Christian?" Realize I'm asking the questions that I think people on YouTube are asking or looking for answers to. I'm not trying to score points. And if you're here watching, it means the video intrigued you enough, whether from curiosity or from disgust, to click through and watch it. Somebody might say that I didn't answer the question, and the truth is, I didn't. This video is not asking the question to answer it. It's a video about the question itself and why people answer it the way they do. The video attempts to show that the question cannot be answered in one way neutrally. How you answer this question depends on your personal beliefs. Finally, yes, I do have personal beliefs on this. I don't personally hold to a neutral point of view, and I don't think that anyone should. But my channel isn't about my personal beliefs, it's about Christian denominations from a neutral point of view. I don't want you to conclude that simply because I wrote a video from a neutral point of view that I in fact have no opinion on it. Thanks for watching, I hope you're a subscriber, and if you want to help me make more videos, head over to readytoharvest.com.
All right, what's the definition? Right, it depends. What your view is, right? What you, where you come from, what your definition of a Christian is, what your background is, what your beliefs are. That's kind of what I brought up the first time we talked about it, is that really that term has become watered down a lot since the original use in Acts as a derogatory term. So right, it just depends on how you want to use the label. And if you remember last time, we kind of came up with what would be some better terms than to say Christian. So can we say Mormons are Christian? Depends on your point of view, right? If we're saying, does the Mormon have a belief in the Christ that is portrayed in Scripture? Obviously they do not. The Jesus of the Mormons is not the same Jesus as Scripture, right? Because Scripture says Jesus is God. We believe Jesus is God. The Mormons believe that Jesus is a man who became God. There's a huge, huge difference there. So, I think there's such a movement within our society and within our culture to everyone wanting to agree and be together and be able to just call everybody, we're all Christians and we all believe the same thing and nobody stir the pot and nobody say otherwise. But it's important, as this guy was talking about, It's important you know what you believe. And I think that's what he's trying to encourage you, is as you try to define what it means to be a Christian, you need to define, what is it that I believe? Do I believe what God's word says? Or do I believe what my church says? Or do I believe something else? Or, you know, what is it that I believe? What I believe the word of God says about this, and this? And so while we've been going through critical race theory, I was, you know, my hope was that would challenge you in your beliefs. It would challenge you in what's going on in our culture, in our society. And certainly there's a lot of other things, right? There's a lot of other things going on. And that was just kind of one thing that I wanted to challenge us with. So be careful how you use that term Christian, right? We got to be careful. And we got to define our terms and define exactly what we're talking about.
So what were the terms that you came up with?
You remember, Bob? I mean, a born again, I think it was one we talked about.
Christ follower.
Believers, disciples of Christ, son and daughter of Most High King, bondservant of Christ, narrow-minded,
there we go. Was that Chuck's? I think that was Chuck's. Maybe not. I said narrow-minded? Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leanna. Somebody remembers.
No, somebody has it written down.
Somebody's got it written down, yeah. That works. That's the same thing.
So, I guess the other thing is the belief that the Bible is the inerrant word of God. And it was like, we find truth, answers.
Right, yeah, we got to start there with the Bible, yeah.
I mean, if you look at Catholicism, Mormonism, and
Islam, yeah.
Islam, yeah. Whatever that would be, Islamism. They all have like pieces of scripture, but they all have added to it too.
Right.
The Catholic Bible has extra. The Muslim Quran has extra, and the Mormon Bible has extra. So the Book of Mormon has extra.
Right.
So yeah. It's all. It's like here we kind of like.
Well, and like what? What authority does Scripture have? Because like in Catholicism, the church has more authority than Scripture.
Yeah.
And their interpretation of it has more authority than the individual. So if we say this is true, then you have to believe it.
Right. Like and, a couple years ago when they decided that, what was it, same-sex marriage or something, the Catholic Church made an announcement that that's okay. Now, or divorce was okay now, or whatever.
Right.
Like they're like, oh, we were reading the Bible and we felt moved that we can say that this is okay now.
Right, yeah.
So their authority comes from the papal office and not Scripture itself.
Yeah.
Well, and when I was in high school, our teacher mentioned how, like, one of the first warning signs is they usually say Jesus is not God.
Okay, right. They say Jesus is not God. It's, yeah. 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 So, yeah, I try not to use the label Christian just because it means so many different things to different people. And to some people, it is offensive. Like, if you're talking to a Jew and you say, I'm a Christian, that could just be an automatic turnoff. And so, because of all the history, crusades and all kinds of stuff that have gone on, and so they blame the Christians for that. And so, sometimes, it's good to think that through and remind ourselves, you know, who is it I'm talking to? How would they accept, if I use this term, how would they accept it? And how are they defining it? But I think eventually we'll probably get back to where it was originally, right? Is that a label of being ridiculed as a Christian, so being Christ-like.
Well, you wonder what they're going to say after the rapture. Did the Christians go home?
I don't know what's going to happen. That's going to be kind of interesting, huh?
It's amazing how even Pilate was wondering, asked Jesus, what is the truth?
Yeah, what is truth? Yeah.
And so, what is the truth has been the question for...
Well, and that's been the postmodern America, is, you know, what's true for you isn't necessarily true for me. And now they've gone beyond that. They've gone, your reality is not the same reality I'm living in, right? Because in my reality, I can be a completely different gender than the reality you're living in. So they completely deny even the thought of what is real. So it's a mess. Yeah. So that's, I mean, we have the Word of God, which we should all be very, 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 very thankful that we have the truth. We have what is real. We know what God says. And we can either choose to accept it or reject it, but at least we know it. We know what it says. So, and it really does go back to that. And as we're defining what people believe, we do want to go back to that. What is it that you believe about God's Word? What does it believe about Christ? What is it you believe about, you know, all the different, you know, doctrines to help understand where they're coming from, and they can understand where we're coming from. So, any other thoughts?
In a way, when you ask what is a Christian, it's like, well, how do they identify? I
mean, you're right.
Kind of a popular question, but pretty much it could be the same thing.
Yeah, well, like he pointed out, if they have, like, all these polls that Christians, you know, say this, he's like, there's no, like, anyone can say, yeah, I feel like a Christian, or I want to be a Christian, or I think I'm a Christian, or I grew up in a Christian home, or whatever, so.
So he started talking about it, that Christian, it really is quite broad. I mean,
yeah.
The fact that you can say I'm a Christian, and somebody who thinks you might be a Mormon, that's a little bit shocking, but I think you can get
Well, and the broad there. Definition is any religious
yeah.
belief at all, you can claim to be.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right, let's go to prayer at this time, unless anybody else has no thoughts.